glad that I have full support in the room there today for a civic reception. And I think it's only fair that this woman, she's an incredible athlete, and what she's given to the country, but what she's given to Donegal too, which she wears, you can see in all the last three Paralympics, her success. But she was proud to hold up the Donegal flag along with the Ireland flag, and she's become a household name now throughout the country, and I think it's only fair that we acknowledge what she's given to her sport, but what she's given to her people as well. It's so I've asked for a civic reception. I know that Katie George will have a week off now. I was chatting to her father yesterday, and she'll have a week off now, and then she flies to Zurich to compete in World Paracyclist Championship. And also I should mention too, the World Cycling Championship is on too in Zurich, and another Mancharis participant, Jamie Meehan, how he's come up the ranks in cycling, that he's chosen to ride for Ireland as well.
And it's such an honour, a civic reception, but a fitting tribute to her fantastic achievements.
Of course, and I had raised this before, and as Katie George now, Katie George will be making her own decision after the World Championships now. She's at the later stage now of her career. I'll be putting her forward certainly too for the freedom of the county, because I think she deserves this. She's an absolute... This is a woman... If we look at this Paralympics, say a month out from the Paralympics, she broke her collarbone and she had to get operated on, and she went through all that rehab herself and went into serious training to get there and come out again with gold and two silvers. Unbelievable achievement. And we're so proud of her. We're so proud of her in Ireland, but we're certainly so proud of her in Mancharis, where her father and mother's from. And I've been fortunate to know the family for a long time and know Katie. She is a wonderful person, but so dedicated and so proud to wear that Irish shirt.